Welcome back in to the Radcast, part two. If you're listening to this, we are getting closer and closer to Christmas. We can smell it.
It is a few days away. The cookies are in the oven. Mm-hmm. Santa's aftershave is on the cusp of the snow. Yeah.
The lead elf is like, Santa, are you wearing aftershave?
Exactly.
It's kerosene.
Why would a rope be soaked in kerosene?
The reindeers are soaked in it.
I'm about to burn it. I'm about to burn the building to the ground.
But that's right. You are listening to part two of our Christmas nostalgia discussion with Jeremy Weed and the newest member of the Five-Timer Club, Jess Weed.
She just made a motion of six, and I was like, should we address that?
No, this doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Even though we will count this as an episode.
I won't be greedy.
Yeah.
It's the Christmas season.
That's good. Christmas is not about greed.
Yes. And we did a part two, because, like I said at the end of part one, I don't want to wait till next year. And they're here right now.
There's far too much that we still need to
cover. If you listen to part one, we've already had a long-spirited discussion of our Christmas traditions, the way we feel about Christmas, our familial stuff. Movies, music, some aesthetic stuff. We want to dive more into like other aesthetic stuff. But we also, there's so much more we wanted to talk about. So that's what we're going to do right now. In part two, starting with something I keep wanting to talk about. Let's go to the mall.
Yes.
So the mall at Christmas time.
Jeremy, funny, no one goes to the mall anymore.
Which is sad. I love the mall.
They're
dying out.
Well, malls are dying out too, which
very sad.
Again sucks. I've always had this affinity ever since I was a kid. Maybe it's just because when we were kids, the mall was such a special trip.
Yeah.
That like, so when we went to the mall, you make a day of it, and you're taken in by all this like, look at all this variety of stores. Like, I could go over here and get a toy. I could go here and get baseball cards. And there's music over here. And there's Santa Claus's fat white ass right there. So
that's what I thought as a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
And when he shoves his fat white ass down that chimney, he'll
kind of
the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
Yeah, he's not paid well, so he's trying to dig for coins in the fountain.
Right.
Two coins in a fountain.
Neil Page.
Minus all your cynicism there.
Flintstones.
Meet the Flintstones.
Minus all your cynicism there, Matt. I will say, at least for us, going to the mall.
It's faux cynicism.
Picking, we would pick that day. It would be like mom and dad would do. Mainly mom would do her shopping periodically.
Dad doesn't like crowds.
Which is, I get
Don't
it.
Don't crowd me! Crowd me!
But mom would have been doing Christmas shopping / already, like, throughout December doing that. But she always set aside the day to where all of us kids would go with her. And we'd make a day of it.
Yep.
We would go. Depending on when we get there, we'd either get lunch in the middle of the day or, at the beginning when we first get there, and we'd all would walk around however many of us could go. It wasn't always all of us kids.
That's what I was going to ask. Your mom toted all of you. Wow. Yeah.
So there were those instances to when Samantha and Andy were teenagers, they still would come along. Like Tyler was like two, he was like a toddler. And I remember distinctly, cause we always had to walk through JCPenney first or Sears first. I remember distinctly Tyler was still in a stroller, but if we all were getting hot, stuff your coats underneath the bottom carriage of the stroller.
I remember getting close to the exit of JCPenney. I'm like, the mall's right there.
She
got to walk through all the perfume and cologne
it's
first.
True. Yeah. It's true.
We
got to do JC. Got to
do
mom stuff.
It's funny because
first.
You guys are saying that. Like, we had a mall. We had two malls. We had Kokomo Mall and Markland Mall. And Markland Mall had Sears and JCPenney as well. And it was awful to get through those because mom would stop every couple seconds and say, oh, this is cute. I don't care, mom. I want to get to the mall.
Yeah, because
I can smell Blondie's cookies.
Because, of course, you know.
Turn to Paul Lynn.
Mom
has, she has an agenda. Like, not everything is for us kids. It's true. So, like, she's thinking of other people. So we're in there for a little bit. But she, what we're putting, you know, stuff that we bought inside the bottom of the stroller, blah, blah, blah. But what I remember out of those is, sure, walking around, seeing, you know, the decorations in the mall itself. But I remember, like, distinct stores.
Yeah.
Of course, toy stores and stuff like that. One that always sticks out to me, and one or a couple of them that still always stick out to me, as much as I lamented about it just now, places like Macy's and JCPenney, they are decked out. Christmas accoutrement, which if you listen to part one, that's one of the, that's the aesthetic thing that, you know, the festive aspect that really reels us into the season.
Macy's, like, was basically the start of the mall Santa.
Yeah.
Was a Macy's in, like, the 30s and 40s was the start of the, so Macy's is rooted in current, like, what Christmas is now to a lot of people.
Yeah. So, like, whenever I see, not just Christmas footage, but any type of footage. If I'm watching, like, a series about dead malls or about dead retail.
Dead Santas.
Dead presidents.
Presidents. Dead presidents. Anytime they show, whether it's a clip they show with audio or it's B-roll, anytime it's in a Sears, a Macy's, a retail store in the early 2000s, I have great affinity because it takes me back to the mall. But
very specific.
Exactly. And, like, one of them that really sticks out to me, minus some of, like, the typical ones, the original Disney store.
I'm so glad you said that.
Back in March, when Matt and I were going to, we actually were going to record an episode with Jeremy that we wouldn't release until, like, April or May. But I forgot my laptop. But during that time, just in a regular discussion, we were talking about, lamenting about, really, the Disney store, what it was and what it is now, just considering how much Disney owns. And I was like, I want to back pocket this and save it for a Christmas discussion.
That's crap now.
Yeah, because to me, Disney store in 2001, 2002 at Christmas time is major nostalgia.
Oh,
so
it's great.
Disney store, Jeremy.
Okay, so we didn't have a Disney store where I lived in Kokomo, but what we would do around Christmas time, and this is another thing that my parents would do every once in a while, they would take us to a mall in Indy called Circle Center Mall.
Oh,
it was
great.
Awesome.
I lived in Indy for
a time. It was huge.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great.
It's huge. It's a big mall. It has, like, a big walkway over the highway. And it, well, it's not over the highway. It's over, like, a
it's a
downtown,
pass.
But it's huge.
That's so
it's
awesome.
Really big.
Yeah.
It had also a Warner Brothers store.
Oh, yes. It was huge.
It had a Disney store, and the Disney store that was there at the peak,
it was
awesome.
It was way bigger than the one that we had here.
It was way bigger than you see in Bridgeton.
Yeah.
Not Bridgeton.
Galleria.
Sorry, yeah. Galleria. Yeah.
It's way bigger than that.
It's it was way bigger. It's been years, so I don't even know if they even have one anymore, but it was so great. And it, man, you talk about going someplace and feeling like you're in Santa's workshop.
Yeah.
Nice. You just go in and you're just like, oh my gosh. And they have the music playing, whether it was Disney music or Christmas music, it was both half the time. And just the aesthetic. Now you go in, it's just the same seven or eight properties. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, it's the ones, it's Frozen or it's.
Yeah.
Whatever
Star Wars.
Moana or Star Wars, whatever, whatever the most popular, most recent thing is. And look, I don't have any problem against that. Like, that's fine. You're trying to sell your stuff, but there's no classic stuff. There's very rarely any classic stuff anymore. Back then, they had everything.
Yeah.
They had all this stuff. And back then, I mean, they didn't own Star Wars. They didn't own Marvel. They didn't own. So it was more limited. So they only had so much. They didn't own the Muppets even. But it was just, it was great. Like,
it
there
was.
Were so many things within that store. Like, I more than the store itself, or more than the merchandise that it sold, was the store itself. Mm-hmm. It had animatronics. It had like statues up in the up in the rafters, which they don't have anymore.
That's what stuck out to me as a kid. Statuettes,
they had like silhouettes that would move in the background, like animated things, and like just so many things that were really like Mary Poppins would be coming down, and you'd see Pooh Bear on a, like on a balloon go by, and you'd see it was great. It was so cool, like because it kind of held your wonder, like. How, it was almost like a theme park in and of itself. Like you got some of that Disney magic that you would go if you were to go to Disneyland or Disney World in a store. And you got to experience some of that magic. You're like, how are they doing that? Like, of course, the animatronics were robots. But how would they do, you know, the floating? Like, how would you see those silhouettes? How would they be moving? Because it would be like animation. It wasn't just a static shot of something. It was actually moving and... It was so neat. And they did have, I will say this, to go back to the snow globe thing.
From part one. There's a whole snow globe story in part one.
To go back
if
to
you'd
the
like
snow
to hear the snow globe story, go back. Listen, pause this, go back to part one.
My love of snow globes. My love of snow globes is well documented.
Yep.
Look,
tape now.
I do love snow globes when they're well made and they're really cool. So the Disney store used to even have, this is way back when Disney had a catalog. They had a Disney store catalog that was awesome. And inside that catalog, it had merchandise for everything. And they had snow globes, the most amazing snow globes. So cool. Like, I don't mean just like regular, like these were awesome. These were the best of the best. And like, they got the best sculptors out there, the best, like they would have animation artists help on these things. They would say, no, you got to do this. And they'd like people that would like make the statuettes for the movies. They would like get some of those people to sculpt for these. And they're just amazing little artwork. And like, so they had snow globes that were Christmas themed. And they would have like classic Christmas songs, and it would just make you feel so warm and nostalgic and just, gosh, you remembered what it was like to be a kid. Even if you were a kid or like in your teens, like, gosh, that was really when I was in my teens, like I saw some of these catalogs that had these. I was like, gosh, like it was like the first time I ever saw one of the movie, like 101 Dalmatians or something like that. The first time I ever saw a Disney movie and was just like transfixed.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm talking a lot, but it was
no.
It was just
the floor is yours.
Yes.
I just loved that store when I was a kid, and now it's just not the same. It's just kind of a cash grab kind of.
Yeah. Totally.
It's just it's owning.
It's just not the same.
It's almost like. The Disney company, they own so much now.
Yeah.
And
Disney is everything.
Yeah. And with so much that you own and so much they promote, like, unless you're literally going to have an entire building dedicated to all this stuff that you're marketing, because Disney stores, at least the ones I've ever been in, they're not big.
Yeah, they're not anymore.
And they're going to take... whatever Disney property, you know, new Disney movie. So, you know, let's say if it was like last year, it's probably Coco was right at the front. And then like near the back, you may have some of the iconic stuff.
Right.
You have some of the legacy stuff. But also along the walls, you're going to have the Guardians of the Galaxy and the Avengers.
Yeah.
And then in the back, you're going to have maybe a couple Muppet stuff intermixed with Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all kind of a smattering of stuff to where you want them just to focus in on what Disney has created as Disney. Because me, I'm not as big a Disney fan as Jeremy and Jess are.
Yeah.
They're huge Disney fans. I like Disney. But part of the charm of the Disney store was, you know, in this moment, the atmosphere is making me a believer, if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah.
An Imagineer, if you will.
Yeah. Like, because I remember even when Disney, they have a contract with ABC.
Yeah.
And then ABC, like that, you know, I don't know, Buena Vista or whatever, but that entity acquired the rights to Power Rangers.
Right.
And I remember being like 13 years old going to a Disney store thinking it was strange to see a Power Rangers action figure.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember thinking that same thing.
And like, little did I know that, oh, now not only can I go in there now to buy a Peter Pan onesie for my kid, wink, wink. Yeah. I can buy a Darth Vader action figure. It's just,
yeah.
you kind of,
jarring.
You kind of, yeah, people who have the interest in both those things are like, wouldn't it be great if there was a one-stop shop for all that? It's like, well, we not have really. That now, and it's yeah. not really. Yeah. Again, maybe yeah. if the entire, like, where like the entire space like a Toys R Us would have yeah. been, or like maybe a I don't know, it's if they had more space,
yeah,
I would, but then again they already had established the atmosphere, sure. the, everything right. you just said was what we were familiar with the Disney store, so making all these acquisitions and you have more stuff you have to market, it's just it kind of it's taking away from mm-hmm. it.
You know what it feels like? It almost feels like water, everything that Disney acquires, it almost feels like when they acquired The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And The Simpsons, hit, I mean, let's face it, had been going down for years anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
But even more so now, it's like, yeah, but that, like, Disney owns it and it's just not that anymore. Yeah. Same for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Same for now 20th Century Fox yeah. entities.
Yeah. In a way, in general, when you eliminate just, your competition, like yeah. what motivation do you have to put out a good product?
And yeah, right. well, yeah. and it's like jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have all of these things. That's great.
Yeah.
Is it a quality product though?
Right. right.
And well, it's, sorry,
you know, well, no, I was just going to say my sister and I, you know, we loved the Disney store growing up. And as kids, our favorite, the thing that we made a beeline for, we instantly we'd walk in and instead of looking around, we knew exactly where we wanted yeah. to go first. Mm-hmm. And then we'd look at all the cool mm-hmm. things. But we made a beeline for the giant pile of stuffed animals all yes. the way yes. in yeah. the back,
in the very back
center
yeah. yep.
of the store.
In the back.
No matter what, we already that's exactly where we wanted to yep. go. We wanted to see all of our favorites. And mm. we weren't... You know, we enjoyed seeing kind of the more popular ones, but we most enjoyed seeing, you know, the not so popular characters like the crocodile from Peter mm-hmm. Pan.
Yeah. yeah.
We were crazy about that.
Yep.
Or Gus Gus from Cinderella.
Yep.
Or Scuttle from Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. And because those are the characters yep. that cracked us up. Yep. They've yeah. got a LeFou. Oh, yeah. that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But we would make a beeline for that. And yep. it's not just that it's not the same now. That pile is non-existent.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
back then they were making movies about animals and animals were our favorites. And now, you know, I don't really want to buy my 5-year-old daughter a Moana stuffed animal. It's just not the same.
It's not
yeah.
the same.
Yeah. I remember one year when this was before we moved outside of St. Louis, my sister and I, we opened up Pongo and Perdita
mm-hmm.
stuffed animals mm-hmm. from the Disney store. And they were the ones that we saw.
Yeah.
And my mom like, yep, the ones that you saw. Cause we found them at that back pile of stuffed yeah. animals, which was our favorite thing ever. And we were so excited. And then she said, all right, it's time for bed. And, I think that might've been maybe an early Christmas present. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And she said, it's time for bed. And we said, it's not time for bed. It's only, you know, 7:00.
Yeah.
And she said, girls, it's time for bed. We didn't know that she had a surprise waiting for us. She had specially ordered 101 Dalmatian bed sheets for our twin beds.
Yeah.
And so we That's were like, awesome. It's not time for bed yet. But we went upstairs.
Go to bed, damn it.
My parents were like, just do it.
Snow globes.
Really. Yeah. I'm telling you, we walked in and it may as well have been Christmas morning.
Yeah.
We were like, what? Because they were only the bed sheets and this pillowcase.
I think I know what you're talking about. Like, which ones you're talking about. Because I had friends that had those.
Yep.
Oh,
we
man.
We freaked out. Yeah. I remember
that
I got pretty
tough.
My sister Annie got Pongo. Man. And then we opened the bed sheets and there were all the puppies. And I mean.
At first, I thought you said she bought you 101 like stuffed animals.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's holy crap,
that
there's no
awesome.
Room for
yeah.
me.
But
she dropped the ball.
Damn it, Molly.
But it's so funny you say that, Jess, that it. You had Disney owns so many things that they have to cater towards. You lose that ability
yeah.
if
right.
it's just a Disney centric
yeah.
store. You lose that ability to mm-hmm. to market those little known or lesser known characters.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and they're eventually now they're just gonna phase out Pongo and Perdita. They're gonna phase out Peter Pan. They're gonna phase yeah. out the legacy stuff.
Well, they phased out the stuffed animals. They're no longer there. Yeah,
right. Like,
I mean, they are not.
They don't have those there anymore?
They don't have the big old pile. They'll have.
I mean, they have like a tray kind of in the background.
They have like on an end cap.
Mm-hmm.
Some very non-popular-y ones. Yeah. Or, like I said, I'm no offense to Frozen Moana. I love Moana.
Yeah.
Naomi
it's
loves
your very
Frozen,
old Larry the Dumpster Man.
But it's just, you know, I wouldn't necessarily buy her a plush stuffed animal of things that are from now because they're mostly people. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we loved, you know, Bruno from Cinderella, the very old Bruno, the cute little dog versus the obnoxious Hey Hey Chicken from Moana.
Yeah.
My daughter doesn't want that.
Yeah.
And when I was five, I wanted the side characters and even the funny ones like the crocodile or Smee or whatever, but it's just really not the same.
And it's just, and some Disney movies are just going to fall by the wayside. You know, how much more of Sleeping Beauty are they going to stock besides maybe some Christmas ornaments, besides maybe a little figurine? How much of, you know, how much more of Peter Pan or Cinderella?
Because,
I mean,
Peter Pan.
They would even have hard to find things like Mr. Toad or Ichabod or even like you know, the Three Caballeros. They would have, you know, the other two. You know, Jose Carioca, who is a cigar smoking parrot, which they would not probably have anymore, or Panchito, who is a gun toting rooster. So neither one of them would probably be appropriate by today's standards. But I'm just saying, like, those are great characters, though.
Yeah.
And that there's so much of a legacy there. And it's just, there's, you just don't find any of those. You're right.
Yeah.
It's like, it's, because you've dipped your toe in so many things, it's like, well, let's focus on the things that sell.
Right.
Because, I mean, let's say they probably wouldn't sell a ton of those obscure characters.
Right.
Unless you were somebody like us who are specifically looking for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there is a market for people that, like, in the same way that you can go online and ask for DVRs for movies that are very rare, but it's, you know, make them on demand.
Yeah.
There would be such a market for that, Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Disney, hear me?
Yeah, exactly. Clearly, the Disney store is a huge part of Christmas.
Oh, of course.
And it's, and I love the Disney store discussion.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that out of all the things in the mall, that is, I mean,
that's just what we,
because it really is, like, not only the magic and whimsy of the Disney store itself, but how they decorate it during Christmas.
Exactly.
It was very Christmassy.
Not to take us off the topic of the Disney store.
No,
I mean, it's an excellent discussion.
The thing is, I think it'd be better set, like, talking about room earlier, if we had more space on an actual Disney store episode, we could get further into the weeds on that. This
the data set.
It's a nice little taste because we'd like to do a Toys R Us one too.
KB Toys. KB
Toys. You know, like, we'll dive into more retail aspects. This is just a little taste.
A little primer. Because obviously the Disney store was super. The Disney store and any toy store, just naturally Christmas, kids, toys. Yeah. That's where you do a lot of your hunting.
Yep.
That's where a lot of your lists are born.
FAO Schwartz.
We had one at the gallery.
We didn't have enough money for FAO Schwartz, but
it was I remember
the Clockface store.
By the Warner Brothers store was FAO Schwartz, the gallery.
Guys, I went to the one in New York.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Is it?
Are you asking
Times
for
Square?
Forgiveness?
No,
is that
I'm
what
just
this
telling
is?
You, like, the one where Tom Hanks.
Hi, Jeremy.
Yeah.
The one where Tom Hanks did the piano thing.
Nice.
What song is it?
Chopsticks.
No, it's not Chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
No, I thought he did the dun 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 dun. What's that?
He started with that. That's Heart and Soul.
Heart and Soul. I couldn't remember what it was called. I was going to say.
Give a little but a heart.
I was
going to
say the Huey Lewis song that was.
She's heart and soul.
She's got it all.
She's got it
all. Hot
that,
loving
that
every night.
That chorus comes in so rocking. Such a good song.
If you want to hear Matt and I talk more about Huey Lewis, we did an episode with our mom.
Yeah,
a couple years ago.
Yeah, the aforementioned mother of ours.
I remember that.
Love Harry Lewis in the nudes.
I know.
Okay, yes. Yep. But you were talking about...
I was just saying, like, any kid, especially people our age, your Christmas lists are born in the in KB Toys.
Yes.
In FAO Schwartz.
That's right.
In the Disney store.
Big Toys R Us.
Yeah, in Toys R Us and all that stuff. So, like, as...
like maybe their aesthetics don't necessarily match like Holly Jolly Christmas, but like mentally,
yeah,
that's like that's Christmas because you know, either Christmas or your birthday, those are your biggest chances.
That's what
you
every
don't
kid
have
is
jobs.
Thinking about 24/7 though.
You don't have a job, so you're not making money.
Not to mention,
so that's when you that those are your chances to get those gifts,
and not to mention. The Sears catalog, when the Christmas themed Sears catalog, the Toys R Us
circle
thing,
circling
everything,
the Toys R Us big toy book, Toys R Us, I think would send one out every every like season,
just
but the Christmas one was like the biggest.
Just pour over it, it was great. Just looking, just hours of flipping through pages and reading details.
Those the section for kids was huge. It was awesome.
Did you? I mean. When you were kids, you guys visited Santa at the mall, right? And you have kids and you visited Santa. Is that just never struck me as like a seminal experience?
We never did it.
We did it, but I was just like, I just didn't see the big deal.
It wasn't
with
essential.
I didn't like most people, like that's part of their tradition is like us go see Santa. And then obviously in movies, kids are like, is that, that's Santa's helper, or they're like, that's the real Santa. I just, maybe it just, it missed me, but I never saw that as the real Santa. And it's just one of those things. Like if we didn't do it, I don't feel like I missed out on anything.
Yeah.
That's just me though.
Yeah.
That wasn't part of my Christmas mall experience.
Don't spoil your dinner.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Was there a Christmas though? There probably were several that, what were a few Christmases that you really can remember to where the big toy book or the Sears catalog was really like a hot, hot item that you're like, obviously say like when Ninja Turtles came out, that was a big thing. When Super Nintendo came out. What would you
Little
say?
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. What kind of, you don't have to think of a specific year, but what kind of in that ballpark would you say Christmas was?
Do you want to take this? I mean,
I can go quickly. Barbie for me, being the only girl in the room, I'll probably be the only one to say it, but I loved Barbies as a kid, brought on a lot of imagination. And I remember, certain Barbies that came with certain kits or extra accessories, pet shop and things like that were really special. One year, when I was living in Indiana, they came out with a SeaWorld one with, Barbie had a wetsuit on, and when you got her wet
I remember
in warm water,
that one.
Her swimsuit or her wetsuit would like disappear and then reappear and different things. And I remember wanting that one so badly and I got it.
Did
and
you get
I was
it?
Thrilled. It was like the one thing I really wanted. Jeremy just said Briar Horses. For anybody who knows what those are, it's probably a girl who was born in the 80s, knows what the Briar Horses were, and I still see them and they still remind me. But I would circle those every time, and I would always write not just a horse, always Briar Horse on my Christmas list.
We have about 30 of them downstairs.
You get Briar's ice
my
cream.
My mom still has. I would love to show you guys this toy. Yeah. My mom got us. This was in the 80s. I was born in 86, so I would have been 3 or 4 when she got this for us. But it was a McDonald's ice cream machine. My mom still has it. It is in great condition. It works. It came with ice cubes. It came with a little slot.
It has almost everything.
It came with cones. You pull the lever and orange soda came out. But it was a really cool machine for back then. And the fact that my mom still has it is awesome.
That's
so cool.
We really loved those kinds of toys too. My brother, of course, was into Ninja Turtles and things like that, and model planes and cars, whereas my sister Annie and I were more of the girly toys. But we really liked the charm bracelets. We watched the Santa Claus 2 last night, and Molly Shannon's character, when she goes on a date with Scott Calvin, has a charm bracelet and shoves it in his face and says, look. And I literally turned to Jeremy two nights ago and said, oh my gosh, I had that same thing.
That's crazy.
And my mom every year would get us one or two charms. And now I've learned how expensive those things were. You know, Kohl's used to sell them, and they, department stores,
they're
were extremely expensive, but also very personable. So we got those. And then, of course, there were certain clothing things or styles that came out. Neon colors in the 90s were a big thing. So we didn't have a whole lot of money when I was very young, kind of growing up, four kids. Eventually, my dad started making a little bit better money. But in the beginning, it was our clothes were hand-me-downs. So when we got 90s neon yellow and hot pink stuff, it was the bomb. Rollerblades was another big one for us. I did not want the white girly rollerblades I was a tomboy and I didn't want that, even though I played with Barbies secretly in my room like a girl. I wanted the black ones, and I asked for black rollerblades, and I got them, and rollerbladed my little heart out with all the neighborhood kids. Street hockey sets were really big. GAC. I had GAC on every list, and my mom wouldn't get it for me. She said, "That's not allowed in the house. You're going to get it on the carpet, on the furniture." I wrote it on every list, and then like an extended family member got it for us because they knew that we wanted it. And my mom about flipped a lid, and we got the neon green, and it was the best day of our lives. And like a week later, we got it on the carpet, and mom about killed us.
Fun fact, GAC is a street term for heroin.
That's right.
I'm actually really surprised your dad didn't step in. It's like, Molly, that is not why we don't want him.
Yeah, because your dad was a police officer. Yeah.
That's right. He was for the Ladue Police Department.
I was like, I'm really surprised he didn't see GAC. Why does Jess want GAC?
You know what? He was retired from the force by then. It's always the force. He was never a cop. When I was in the force.
I was on the force.
But Pogs were another one that I wrote on my list for a really long time.
You guys, one of the other things that always stuck out to Matt and I, now obviously maybe not sports trading cards, but you were a tomboy, so maybe sports trading cards. It's not like
I have basketball cards.
I didn't mean to assume. We had never talked about sports cards. We of course knew you're an athlete and you're a coach and you're a tomboy. We never talked about sports cards, so I didn't want to assume right off. But I do know there were other trading cards that maybe you noticed in there as well. But you did collect basketball cards, which they had an assortment of.
Especially when I lived in Indiana, we were Pacers fans.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my parents really liked – but my parents liked Bird. They loved Larry Bird growing up. When he was the coach, they were big Pacers fans.
Right.
But, you know, the Goosebumps books were always on my list.
Yeah.
And I still have them all. They're downstairs. You know, before Goosebumps, it was the Beverly Cleary books, and I got a bunch of those. Yep. And before that, it was Berenstain Bear books, and we have all of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
And still buy them for our kids, the newer ones that keep coming out. But all of those things, everything that was on trend, we were all about, and we saw them in the catalogs.
Uh-huh.
And in KB Toys.
Yeah.
And at friends' houses and cousin so-and-so's. Mm-hmm. And that's what we had on our list.
Yeah. I can.
That's
vivid.
We got them. My mom and dad were so good about that.
One thing that I have grown to love and appreciate about our mom is, you know, we always knew, like, there's eight of us, and we always knew, you know, we weren't super well off, like, financially.
Yeah.
And it's not something we ever thought.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We never thought down of ourselves about it. But it's one of those things where, like, as I get older, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, we hardly ever were like,
we always had a lot of Christmas presents under the tree.
We seemed to be kind of pretty consistently in financial.
And Dad played a part in that too.
Oh, of course. Of course.
He was more so like, whatever makes you guys happy. Yeah. How much money do you need?
But the thing is, not saying we were ever always in financial straits, but there were times to where we had to depend on donations through a church or something. We had our mom sign us up for the programs through church to get to get gifts,
which explains some of the random things. We got like Worf from Star Trek. I don't like Star Trek.
We used to tell that story and be like, "Oh, crazy mom, whatever." But then she was like, "No, I think those came from like
the Noel project
because that was the year that I didn't have a lot of money for Christmas gifts, so we went to the Noel project, and I was like, well, I feel like an a-hole
making that joke. Yeah,
it's all right.
Even though we had a ton of Christmases to where all of us kids, there was a ton of presents, a ton of stuff to where I think about it, I'm like, that's not cheap.
No.
Right.
But it's one of those things
Power Ranger Flip Heads. Those were hot, those were expensive.
Awesome. And we got
we had Green Ranger, Power Ranger flip heads.
You had the big ones. They're the big ones.
High rolling.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like, sure, you could get an expensive thing.
Even though I wanted a Red Ranger. Just saying. No, I'm just. I'm just kidding.
It's great. No, really. I was. Get yourself a job and buy a Red Ranger.
I was so happy with the Green Ranger.
No, but it's all in all, whatever the circumstance was, our mom made sure that we had, all of us had gifts that maybe she she wasn't going to get this, but she was going to improvise and do this. But we still, but she still made sure that we got satisfactory as if it was like we had a number that we were shooting for.
Yeah.
But like we always, all of us kids got a good amount of gifts when we were content because she wanted to see us happy.
Yeah.
And she wanted to see us like enjoying Christmas.
Yeah.
Not that it's all about gifts, but it's essentially the old adage of you enjoy Christmas more as an adult through children's eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So part of that was she wanted to see our reactions to things.
And how I know she was successful was the fact that when we find out years later, it's like, oh no, we didn't have a lot of money here. Or no, these were through donations and stuff. And you don't even think twice about it. Like as a kid, that doesn't even register to you. And you're like, oh really? I wouldn't have known because I never was left. Like we never walked out whenever, like we mentioned in part one, how we're all held in the same room and then we can all, I always remember walking out in just a plethora, a huge mass of Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And I never once thought growing up like, oh, we're not doing well financially because there was always so many presents.
Right.
And so that's how you know that they did a good job. Like, that's how you know they did a good job. Yeah. Was that now as adults, you're like, oh, really?
How did they make that work?
Exactly. It's like, you guys are magicians because I had no idea because I never was left like being like, oh, there weren't enough presents under the tree. I may have been like, oh, I wanted this or I wanted this. Yeah. But like, I could always step back and say there was a shitload of presents.
There was a lot of stuff that you did get that was really cool. Mm-hmm. What were some of the hits?
Yeah.
So 1 year. Yeah. So you mentioned extended family would get you things maybe that your parents wouldn't get you. We got walkie talkies 1 year.
Yeah.
Our Aunt Carrie got us Isaac Bruce jerseys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
We always got hockey or baseball cards. There were a couple years where our uncle would just hand us a bag and we'd open the bag and it would be just
packs
of trading cards.
Yeah.
Just at the bottom of the bag. And but also with it, like those plastic clamshells that have like the assortment, like the three row of like assortment of cards.
Yeah.
And that's how we built our collection, stuff like that. So whenever we would get trading cards, that was always a plus.
Yeah. Our Aunt Carrie, like her son, our cousin Mike, his room was the coolest. Like he had like typical 90s sports room. Like he had Michael Jordan statues. He had the newest Jordans.
Pennants.
He had
so Buzz.
Exactly. Whenever I see Buzz's room, I was like, oh, that looks like Mike's room. He had like Deion Sanders and Emmitt Smith posters. Oh, he had an N64. He had a computer.
Dang.
And so like she always
got us.
He worked
at Finish Line, so he was able to get like the new Jordan.
Finish Line, speaking of malls.
Yeah. Right. And so like they would always get us the cool. Because, like, just looking at Mike's room, it's like Aunt Carrie and Uncle Ron are going to get us something cool this year. And 1 year, we didn't get a Deion Sanders jersey, but we got a shirt that said, like, Cowboys going down the side. And on the back was 21 and Sanders.
Nice.
I just want one of those shirts. I'm like, Irvin's up the big 8-8.
Death Shrouds.
But she did get us Isaac Bruce jerseys.
Nice.
Yeah. That's cool.
And it's
probably around 05.
This was 98.
I was going to say 98.
97.
Or that one.
This was greatest show on turf or close to
this
it.
Was clo- this was a little was bit like before. Close to it. It was a little bit
this
before
greatest show on turf. Probably Tyler was.
Oh, 99. Yeah, what
would right, after,
90,
right after Tyler was born.
Was it right after Tyler was born?
So it was like
98,
99.
Because
it was the white with not the darker gold
but
like the yellow.
It was before they changed
the royal blue instead of the
I like those jerseys. Those are good ones.
Yeah. So it was about 99.
Yeah.
99.
So Yeah.
Those, do you still have them anywhere?
No.
I mean, I'm sure they don't fit you.
We had one still standing until high school, and like everything was faded on it, except
that's
like,
how you
maybe
know
we
wore
the
it a lot
because
yeah.
it was so faded.
Yeah,
and then when it we also got Blues jerseys one.
We got
year.
Blues,
like our first Blues
like
jerseys,
like 2000.
Yeah,
like
well, think,
like probably
what I think was from that side of the
probably
family.
Like second or third grade. No, that was those were from mom
oh,
and dad.
Oh, okay, yeah,
yep,
those
yep.
were from mom and dad.
Yep. We got
so
blues,
those
our first
that
Blues
was a
jerseys
big deal because those were like legit Blues jerseys.
And
not
that's
like
awesome.
Not like Walmart off the rack. Like they were legit. You know, starter was it like no? They were Reebok like Blues jerseys.
Cool.
Yeah. They were legit, especially for like a little kid.
And then the Green Ranger flip heads.
Yeah,
yes. Those were
so
awesome.
A lot of I got the I think it was Christmas. I got the Batmobile from Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
So cool. Like it's a lot of toy related stuff.
Yeah.
I'll think of more of like in junior high. So in junior high, I would say the most monumental gift that led to all of this right here was in eighth grade, we got a video camera.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And from ninth grade until 2014, so we're talking 2006 to 2014, we made videos all throughout high school and college.
Your stretch,
It wasn't always with that camera, but it was with, it opened up our creative, it started our creative juices going, opened up our creative brains to doing videos.
Yeah.
And then fast forward to a few years ago, we wanted to keep doing videos because it's what we knew. But then we were like, well, podcasting is the thing, you know, is the thing that we all now are interested in. And it birthed this creative outlet here, us jumping into it.
Yeah.
But that, and then when we became wrestling fans, the ultimate get was anything pro wrestling.
Anytime that's how you knew, because mom hates wrestling, but she knew that we loved it. And it started as like, I forbid you from watching this, to you can only watch it in your room, to I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
So like when she would buy us wrestling things, it's like, I know you don't like this, but you know that we like it. So it was just,
that's love.
Yeah, it was just cool.
Oh,
yes.
Especially like since we're like, oh, so the only time we're gonna get to buy like a wrestling DVDs or video games is when we get money, and that's like birthday and Christmas, and that's it.
Yep.
So when we would get it for Christmas, we'd be like, whoa, like we didn't have to buy this, like we got it for Christmas.
Yeah.
So yeah, wrestling stuff. And then in high school,
but I'm sure your mom just loved seeing that.
Yeah, of course.
Like
yeah.
she was like,
that was the,
you know what? I don't like this stuff, but you know what? It's worth it to me to see that reaction from you.
She, our Uncle Scott took us to our very first wrestling show.
Oh, cool.
And she wasn't like, no, you can't take them. It was like, okay, that's fine. You're going to be with Uncle Scott, so it's fine kind of thing.
No worries.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Uncle Scott, he was a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
So of the Blue season's ticket holder. So for years and years and years, myself, Matt, and Andy, our older brother, and then I think cousin Glenn could always count on Blues tickets.
Yeah.
Nice.
He would always get members of the family Blues tickets.
So nice.
Yeah.
So it's such a blur and a haze and a whirlwind to try and pinpoint things, as you guys will probably feel when we ask you momentarily here, kind of what is something that stuck out. But it's one of those things where I was like, well, I want to be able to do it justice and like pull out that one cool thing. But I think
it was just a
bunch of just cool stuff. I think what amazes me most is like what we already kind of touched on, is that our mom and dad's ability to be able to get that stuff, or
how they were able to make it work.
Having family, extended family members who, you know, it more than likely reached out to mom and dad and were like, hey, what should I get them?
Yeah. Uncle Scott, one year we got ESPN NFL 2K5 for PS2, which is still the greatest football game I've ever played.
That was great.
And and we got Simpsons Road Rage.
I remember that game.
That was
for our 12th
birthday. We
got it
for our birthday, but still, Uncle Scott was the one that reached out.
Yeah,
and was like, hey, like, what should I get him? And our mom was like, oh, well, I'm getting him a PS2, so you get something for PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
But, and by the time we got older, like, it got to a point to where mom, it kind of the rule was, oh, you want an Xbox 360? Okay, if I get you that, that's going to be the only thing you get. And even,
yeah,
even then, when the when not even a threat, when it was like, okay, but like that'll be the only thing you get, and it still wasn't the only thing I got.
Right.
Like I got an Xbox 360 as well as like a few books that I wanted, as a new pair of pants, you know, so like, so it's like, even when it was the gauntlet was thrown. You, you know? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because they don't want you to be, you know, just opening that one.
There's like with anything else, there's so much that's going to come to mind. But that's just kind of the gist of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But like, is there any Christmas gifts that really stick out to you, or Christmas moments that stick out to you, that as maybe over just as top of the heap?
Yeah, there are. Sorry, I was going to answer the question from before for the 1990 catalog. No, you're good. I was thinking about it, though, and I just was like, oh, I wanted to tie back to that and circle back to it. The year that I remember that being a really big thing where I was circling and like saying, oh, there's a lot of stuff here that I wanted, it was right around 1990, 91, 92. Those are probably the most...
That makes sense.
The most that there was a lot of action figures. Batmania.
90 to 92.
Dick Tracy had come out. There were like several, like Ninja Turtles was still big. Real Ghostbusters was getting really big.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of action figures were like my life.
Of course. At that
point. So like I loved action. They had like the DC Superpowers line of action figures. But I remember... gosh, I remember a lot of really good Christmas presents. I got a dog one year. That was probably my favorite one. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That was, my sister and I had asked for years and years and years, and we got my dog Angel, who I had from basically from about 9 or 10 all the way up until college.
Wow.
She's a great dog.
Yeah.
But that one, my sister cried on that one. I didn't cry, but my parents, we were over at my grandma's house. And everybody, like all the other family was there. My parents brought out like a gift just for us. And we were like, what are we doing? So we open it up and there's like all this dog food and dog accessories. And we're like, and I was like, where's the puppy? Just kind of like being silly.
Yeah.
I think there's video of it somewhere. And then my dad opened up the back door and she's down the stairs and we see she's got this big red ribbon on her.
Yeah.
And she was a year old, so she wasn't a puppy, but she was just the most beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And she was sweet and just was happy and swagging her butt. Yeah. She was so sweet.
Yeah.
And it was like, I can't believe she's ours. Like we get to have this thing that we get to care for. Yeah. It was great. But anyway, that was probably the best gift I ever got. Aside from that, no, there were several others. There was a Bat Jet that I got from Batman one year. I actually brought up a picture of that thing.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
That's great.
And it was cool. And it had like a little thing on the end that you could shoot. And it was, I mean, it's very basic, but... The wings would go in and then like you'd hit a button and it'd like spread out.
That's cool. Like, more than enough.
And you'd play with it. And I had a Michael Keaton Batman action figure from like a, I think birthday or something like that. And so, I played with that a lot. I played with that thing for years. I wish I had it now. It'd probably be worth something.
Yeah.
But I remember one year I got the car from the real Ghostbusters.
Oh, nice.
The Ecto-1, and it had like a claw that like you could throw out and you could catch ghosts with it. And then when you drove it, it would wind it back up.
Oh, that's cool.
It would come back in. It was really cool. I think Nick got it that same year. And so we were like, hey, we both got this.
Yeah.
And then there was one year, it had to have been 93 or 92. We all got the Jurassic Park Ford Explorers.
Nice. Oh, that's cool.
Derek awesome. And Nick all got it. And we all got it the same time.
Yeah.
Like we all three got to open them.
Yeah.
We all got this is funny because we all got Dennis Nedry as an action figure.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Dennis Nedry. It was Ian Malcolm, but it had been mislabeled as Dennis
really?
Nedry.
Really? Great. That's great.
Yes. Yeah, so, like, it was... Well, and it was a very, like... It's because he was thin.
Yeah.
And he had glasses. I was like, that is totally Ian Malcolm. Yeah. That's not Dennis Nedry.
Yeah.
But you could rip his arms off. And I was maybe it is Dennis Nedry. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it'd be funny if it weren't even Wayne Knight as Dennis Nedry or him as Newman. Or somehow... It would be much funnier if Space Jam already come out, but him in his Stan Podolak Space Jam jersey.
Podolak.
Podolak.
But yeah, I remember that. Gosh, there were so many memories that I got a Stegosaurus that year from Jurassic Park. It had battle damage. You could take the thing out. Nick, not to be outdone, because Nick, here's the thing. I envied Nick and Derek so much because it was like anything you can do. Everything that I got, they got something bigger or better. Like I got the Stegosaurus. Nick got the freaking T-Rex, the huge T-Rex. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like,
yeah, whatever, man.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. I mean, it was still cool, but it was also like, oh, gosh.
Yeah. It's like, come on.
Yeah. There was one year.
Well, my parents love me. So.
Yeah. My parents won't have to buy my affection. Yeah, exactly. No, I was not it at all.
No, but I know.
They got me a Cowboys and Indians set.
Interesting.
That I was not asking for and didn't want necessarily. But when I opened it, I was like, this is the best gift. It was like, so it's just basically like, you know, like army men, but they're Cowboys and Indians. Uh-huh. And they had, canoes, and there was a battle. There's like a play set.
Yeah.
You could set, there was a mat that you could set them up on, and there was like a little rock that you could like have them like shoot down on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could like do a little battle, and it was awesome. That was
our
really
cool.
My
grandparents may have had those.
It was
I feel
cool.
Like, yeah.
You could put the Indians on the horses, and you could
they might have.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were so great.
Yeah. We played with something like that any time we went over there.
It was awesome. I loved it.
Same.
I played with
my
all
granny
of them.
Had a set of Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
Exactly how you're.
It was.
Describing it.
No, that's good.
We're like black, and one set was black and one set was brown.
Yeah.
And do you remember that?
Yes.
As Indians are colored.
Uh-huh. Black and brown, and then
red.
I think
there
was one that
was
red.
There was
red and white.
Yeah,
red
there were some white ones. Yeah.
I was like,
well, the horses were
swear.
Black. They were black and white and brown, I think, is what the
that's
horses
what I'm
were
saying.
Colored.
Yeah. And they were all, my granny kept them in a tin.
Yeah.
That was the only thing, the only toy that my granny had at her house. For us when
Cowboys
we came over
Indians.
Was that.
Yep. I had a Star Wars Christmas one year.
Oh.
My parents did this weird thing where they would like almost theme my gifts. They didn't mean to.
Right.
But it was like, well, he wanted this, so we're just going to buy the crap
all
out of that.
Yeah. That are
so
associated.
I got
a
TIE fighter and a chicken, an AT-ST.
Nice.
And an X-Wing.
Dang.
And
that's awesome.
And all in one Christmas. I got a speeder bike.
Oh, yeah.
I got a... Dash Rendar's Outlander, like what was it called? Is it Outlander from like Shadows of the Empire, which was like a book. It was like a big book that came out like 97 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I got all of those in one Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just for my parents, but like just I think my parents told everybody this is what he wants, and they got me like Luke Skywalker and Han Solo and Chewbacca and a futuristic Chewbacca and. I got so many different Star Wars things that Christmas. It was great.
Are those the ones that are like downstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Those are the ones that you've had
some
since
of
you were a kid.
Some
yeah.
of my parents actually still have the X-Wing at their house.
Because I know the speeder bike and the Han Solo and the Chewie,
yeah.
I think Andy had.
Yep. Yep. Those are the ones downstairs.
I knew the speeder bike.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And like the speeder bike would blow up. I actually had from Shadows of the Empire, there was a Swoop.
Yeah,
which is also is like a cooler speeder bike. It just looked like a motorcycle, but I also got that, so like I could compete and race. But that was really cool. I got that. I got a Sega one year.
Nice.
That
Sweet.
Was awesome.
Yes.
I got a Sega, and it came with Sonic 2.
Yeah,
Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and then I got another game called. I think I went and bought it later that week.
Booger Man.
No, it was not Booger Man. That came years later, but I think it was called Grindstormer.
Okay.
And it's
okay.
basically like scrolling back and forth as scenery moves under you, and you like just shot back and forth.
Oh, cool!
Yeah. But it was fun.
Nice.
Had a good time with that game.
Yeah.
But I loved that Sega.
Dang.
That was great. I played the crap out of that Sega. One year for Space Jam, I got all of these stuffed animals from McDonald's. Nice. My parents bought all
That's
of them
awesome.
For me.
There, that reminds me of, we did get a couple Space Jam action figures. Mm-hmm. You got Charles Barkley.
Nice.
Got Swack Hammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
The actual action figures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And like Charles, that's cool. Charles Barkley. Like, I still remember the position. His hands were like,
yeah.
This,
yeah.
The ball would go in there. And he was wearing a Toon Squad jersey.
Yeah. He never played.
Yeah. Because he never played. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I remember you got that. I got like a Swack Hammer. Mm-hmm. And it said Space Jam on it.
Yeah. So it was, I was fine with whatever.
So you jogged my memory there.
Yeah.
Because that was an instance where I think I got it at like a Christmas Eve, like family get together.
And then there were two more things I want to cover here. Sorry.
Yeah, sure. No, you're fine. I know I'm taking a long time.
I got these animal cards 1 year from my aunt. Uh-huh. And I thought they were the coolest things. And they're basically just like, not index cards, but they were like actual cards and she laminated them and but they were like, they told you what kind of animal it was, and it gave you a picture, and it told you what environment they lived in and what class they were and all this information on the back, whether or not they were endangered. I don't know what they were called, but like it came in a box.
Interesting.
And you could buy them. And I think it was like one of those infomercials, like you buy it online, I don't know. But I loved animals when I was a kid, and I just loved those cards, and I used those cards and played with them and like read up and like filed them in order and then refiled them in a different order. And then I did it 3 or 4 different times, many times. And I loved those cards. Like it was great. It was the coolest thing. It probably didn't cost a bajillion dollars, but I loved it.
Oh, of course.
And then one thing I was going to say is, I don't know if you guys remember this. There was a time, cause they don't really do this much anymore. Not that I've seen, when you would get specifically action figures, if you got like a vehicle or something like that, usually it was Ninja Turtles or Jurassic Park or something like that. I think the Jurassic Park one specifically had these ad books. They're about like this, about that big, and they would have other action figures you could buy.
Yeah.
And they would be like 30 pages, 20 pages, and it'd be pages and pages. I looked through those. I kept like 3 or 4 of them.
Of course.
I looked through all of them. They had like RoboCop and Terminator 2 and Alien and all these other competing action figure lines that I thought were, and G.I. Joe and G.I. Joe Extreme, and I thought they were amazing.
Yeah.
I love looking at them, and I would circle things. I say, what about this? I think by the time I threw them out, I don't even think any of the action figure lines were even around anymore.
Yeah.
I think there was a Predator action figure line.
It was really cool.
I loved it. It was very vivid. I remember those so vividly.
Right.
And looking through them and just, this is so cool. This is awesome. Like envisioning battles that I would do.
Of course.
That kind of thing. So,
yeah, that's great.
Anyway, all that to say.
Excellent.
Are there any bad gifts that you got?
Worf from Star Trek.
I got some Star Trek stuff and I hated it too.
No, I don't really remember any bad gifts.
I mean, if anything, it'd be stuff that maybe wasn't used or worn. Yeah. It's a lot of stuff we get from grandparents to where, like, even now, I don't think they know my shirt size. But they would kind of take it upon themselves to, like, buy stuff for us. And a couple things I would wear.
Actually, yes, I do have one.
But other than that, like, Nothing I choose to remember.
Yeah.
I think considering all the hindsight we were talking about and like kind of what
being
went
thankful.
Into,
yeah.
you know, all of that. It's,
I remember a bad one.
Okay. You say, what was one of
your... It was 1 year, our Aunt Lori, who I love.
Oh, okay. No, I agree. I know where you're going.
I
agree.
She got us cans of root beer.
Oh.
And we opened it. And we're like, oh, she's like, it's a gag gift. And we're like, oh, okay. But that was the gift. And we're like looking at each other and we're like, aren't gag gifts usually followed up with like, okay, here's your real gift.
Oh, that was it?
That was the gift.
It was a can of root beer.
Like, it was just a regular can of root beer?
A can of root beer.
Yep.
Was it already drunk? Or
no, it was warm.
Hot Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, exactly. But like that was it. That was the gift. It was a can of root beer. She's like, oh, it's a gag gift. And we're like, oh, okay.
I don't get it.
And we're like, Don't you usually get like a real gift though?
Did you pee in it?
What yeah, was exactly. It's like, I think it came in a koozie.
I know,
koozie.
I'm waiting for a punchline. Yeah. I feel like it's not coming.
And?
Yeah, except we're just sitting there. We're like, oh, we don't get anything else. Okay. All right. This is like, I guess that's what we got from Aunt Lauren and Uncle Tom that year was a can of root beer.
Hilarious.
So yes, that was actually the worst gift I've ever got.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anything, any great gifts sticking out to you, Jess?
Super Soakers.
Super Soakers.
Yes. The year that we got Super Soakers, our day was made
of course.
For a long time. Yeah. That and the Hot Cycles.
Oh, yeah.
We, man alive. I mean, we tore up the neighborhood in those.
Yes.
But those were really hot ticket items that we wanted, and we really got a lot of use out of those bad boys. I remember my mom getting us gel pens when we were...
I remember gel pens.
Yep, like fifth and sixth grade. Those mm-hmm. were big.
Did you do Lisa Frank as well?
Yep.
Did you?
I loved those Lisa Frank stickers, and my Trapper Keeper had...
Trapper Keeper?
Yep. Had it had whales on it, but
of course it
I,
yeah. I love it.
Got these Lisa Frank stickers for Christmas, and they had dolphins and golden retrievers on them because we had golden retriever dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. What a combination.
Yes. Well, they were separate, but, you know, if you had to pick two of the 13 different, you know, mm-hmm. ones that they had, those were the yeah. two that mom chose for me, and they were spot on.
What
and
is it, a dolphin but a golden retriever at sea?
It's
yeah,
true.
Exactly.
It's true, I mean, but that's what of. I put on my yeah. Trapper Keeper. I got a caboodle one year that I thought was just the
a caboodle.
Most.
Yeah.
Yep, my
caboodle.
Mom, my
yeah.
mom still has it.
Does she really?
Yes. It's downstairs in her basement, and it's, oh you know, gosh. She put, like, pretend makeup and things like that yeah. in. I remember we used to really like, oh, man, you guys would probably know exactly what this is. It was this shower shaving cream, mm-hmm. and it was Disney,
mm-hmm.
like, owned.
Like actual shaving cream?
Yes. And you know how Kevin, he does, like, the gel, you know, he buys from Duncan's Toy
yes.
Chest, like,
yeah.
the gel.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
looked
oh,
just
yes.
like
yes.
that.
Yes.
But it
yeah.
was,
I
like,
remember.
Shaving cream.
Yes.
I remember.
And it smelled amazing.
I can
yes.
see it in my head.
Yes.
I know exactly what
I can see it at the Disney store in
yep.
my head. Yeah.
We got those one year, and that was, like, the best thing ever. And then we put those on our Christmas
excellent.
List.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we got those at birthdays and things, too, because those were big. But
yep.
Those are the things that kind of came to mind.
Yeah.
You were talking
yeah.
mostly girly things.
Briar
yeah.
horses.
That's, yeah,
as
that's
well.
Briar horses.
Yeah. Glad we have you as that
yeah.
part,
yeah.
though, because we would have no
little
idea,
different.
Not
yeah.
as much anyway.
We needed a little bit of that estrogen.
Oh, yeah. Crossfire.
Yeah.
Crossfire
we have that downstairs.
Was a big one
Crossfire.
For us when you're
yes.
because of all
yeah.
the commercials.
Yeah.
yeah.
Those commercials were awesome.
My brother got that, but really it was like a gift for the family. And
sure.
we were all freaking out and mm-hmm. excited over Crossfire.
Admittedly, yeah. the commercial is way better than the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
But,
as
but
that's,
but
a lot of
things.
How most things
as,
were.
Yeah.
I learned
well,
that from Buy Me That Too.
Buy Me That Too, yeah. yeah. Which, if you have not seen that, you should go check that out. That's
yeah,
actually
it's on YouTube.
Really great.
Yeah. Jim Fife.
Jim Fife, man.
I guess before we close out, just getting down to more like personal, do you have like a personal favorite Christmas ornament? Because like obviously people can talk about toys and movies and music, but something that like I narrowed in on even as a kid, I was like, even looking at the Christmas tree, I have a favorite Christmas ornament.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It is, so, and I still have it. It's at my house. It's sitting on my dresser.
Oh,
I swiped it from my parents' house.
Yeah.
So, mom, if you're looking for it, it's
that's
it's at Stevens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
it's
blame Stevens.
So it is. I still love this, and I still look at it, and it's so cozy. It is four small white bears sleeping in a Crayola crayon box.
You've told me about this one.
Yeah, and their hats. They're it's like blue, red, green, and another, and they're all like. Just all nestled up and cozy in the Crayola box. And like, there's four boys in our family.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, it's me and my brothers, you know, and not to leave my sisters out or anything. But when I was younger, I was like, oh, there's four boys in the family. And so it's been my favorite ornament since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every time I look at it, it captures that warm, nestled coziness of
yeah.
Christmas to me. Mm-hmm. And it's in the looks on the bears' faces, like they're all smiling
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So four polar bears sleeping in a Crayola crayon box is my favorite Christmas ornament.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love the ornaments that we have that have the Coca-Cola Santa on it.
Yeah.
I don't know, kind of sporadically through parts one and two here, we've kind of mentioned the aesthetic of that Coca-Cola Santa is very Christmas to me, but it also, it ties into the fascination that our family has with like Norman Rockwell and Norman Rockwell scenery. Mm-hmm. Like for years, our mom every year would get like the Art of Norm Rockwell like calendars. Mm. And anytime she would come home with it, I would take it and flip to December and be like, oh, what's the artwork you use? Like which one of his paintings did they use here? And then like probably about 15 years ago, our mom bought the Christmas Art of Norm Rockwell like book. Oh, it's like a hardbound book.
Cool.
It's not, it's like, it's not thick.
It's like
not
a coffee table book.
In a way, like lengthwise and like, I guess, about like lengthwise, not like the thickness of like a coffee table book. It's a rather thin book. I did love looking through it though, because it's all just the Christmas related Norm Rockwell stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So anything that kind of harkens back to that, Americana of like the Norm Rockwell, almost like idealized America, but it's still like, you know, that mixed with his work with Coke and all that, it all kind of goes hand in hand with me, which is kind of, again, what I touched on kind of in part one. So we have a couple ornaments that are Coca-Cola related, but with that like Coca-Cola Santa on there. So those are probably my favorite.
Sweet.
Nice. I have several, but
here we go.
There's one that I loved when I was a kid, but I have not had in a long time. It's like a green dinosaur on a red sled
and
like a stocking cap on it. But I have no idea what happened to that ornament. It was great. It was really cool.
That's cool.
I think my favorite ones are ones that my parents actually own. My favorite ones that we have in our tree are probably the one up at the top that's spinning.
Because
that was
my
great grandma's.
I love the bubble lights.
We grew up with those and then we didn't have those in forever. And so I bought them because I grew up with them and I hadn't seen them in so long.
Yeah.
And so I love bubble lights. I think they're just really cool. But the one above it, the plastic one that's spinning, it spins by heat. So you have to put something hot underneath it.
Oh, that's
And that's why it's spinning. That's why it's up above the bubble light. But it belonged to my great grandma.
Nice.
And so that has been in the family for a long time. And so it
that's
has
great.
Meaning to
he
me.
He got one and his sister got one.
That's awesome. Cool.
And my mom and dad have one.
Yeah.
So.
I like that.
But there's another one that my parents have that is like, it's a toy chest and it's like a crate almost. And it has like white stuff kind of coming out of it, like packing stuff.
Yeah.
And like toys are coming. And it says like, I think it says from North Pole, like don't open till Christmas. And it's got like a lid like this. I don't know. It's just kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I it's older, it's porcelain. But I really love it. And then there's a deer. It's just a mule deer, that is kind of orangey on its back, but it's faded and it's white. And my dad always hides it in the tree. And that is my favorite, I think, all-time ornament that they have, because it's not an ornament. It's just a deer that he put in the tree, but because they were poor, they didn't really have much money when they first started out, and they used that as an ornament. So they put that there. And I don't know. It just has a lot of significance for me. And
for sure.
If my parents ever will it to somebody, I would really like to have it. I really love that deer. So
of course.
Right on. That's cool.
You. Oh, I already went.
You.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Growing up, there was a ceramic cookie that was very realistic looking. It had, you know, these little circular sprinkles on it and everything. And a red ribbon was the, you know, hook. And for whatever reason, my siblings and I loved that one. And we always fought over it. I think it's because it looked so realistic.
Yeah.
And back then, you know, ornaments didn't look like they look like now.
Right.
I mean, I have all these Hobby Lobby ones on my tree because my kids love, you know, cupcakes, and I'm looking at them right now. We've got cupcakes and snow cones and ice cream cones and lollipops and sugar. All of those, all things sugar.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones that my kids are like, wow.
Yeah.
But they're very realistic looking, and ornaments back then just weren't. They were more cartoonish, or they were handmade, or they were wooden or whatever. But that ceramic one was always like one of my favorites. And my favorite ones now, every year, I have a tradition. I'm sure a lot of people do this too, but I take a family picture or a picture of all three of the kids and I make an ornament. I either, you know, buy a little picture frame that is an ornament, or a few years ago, the kids and I made them with pipe cleaners and things and glue guns. And those are my favorite ones, but I am very adamant about making one every single year. And those are really my favorites because I get to see the kids over the years and growing up. And, oh, I remember this year. And, oh, I was pregnant with Naomi during that picture.
Yeah.
And those, I think, are my favorite ones now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember these, but my mom used to have, and they used to be my favorite. They were very old. They were circle balls, and then they would have, you know, a cardinal or bells, you know, wrapped around them. But they were not glass or plastic or wood. It's like a hair or like a feather. Strings.
Yes.
And ours were mostly like white, and there were so many, it would wrap the entire ornament.
Yeah.
It was very old.
Yeah. We had a cardinal one that was, very
You know what
old.
I'm talking about? Yeah. We had to be very careful because if you ripped it, like the whole thing would become, I don't know if unraveled is the right word, but kind of. But we had several of those, and I remember them being very special to my mom. I believe they were probably her mom's or her mom's mom's.
Yeah.
And so it was always, oh, be careful with that one, be careful. And we would always, you know, tiptoe and walk around, but they were always very special and unique. And I'm sure, you know, anybody who listens to this is probably going to say the same thing. I remember those. Because they don't make ornaments like that now. Everything now is silicone and plastic or glass. It's just different. You know, not better or worse, just different.
Just different.
And that's the way, we just take a look at things now, especially with these nostalgia filled episodes or anytime we look back, it doesn't make our memories better than what's now, or we think things were better then. It just was different.
It's different.
It just like Christmas is different
for
everybody.
Yeah. And we all had shared experiences, but also very different experiences.
Yeah.
Can I do two stories real quick?
Sure.
I know I always do this whenever I'm on. Just because there's always two things that, like, I'm like,
go to bed. Can I have some water?
I feel so bad because you guys are always wrapping up. But I'm always like, well, we didn't have a specific thing for this. So
it's true. Yeah.
I just wanted to at least voice it because I think you would find it funny.
Yeah.
So
can I have some water?
Something that I always did, and Jess knows this. Something that I didn't always do this, but my dad did for Christmas, at least for several years, was when they would wrap presents, he would only bring out those for Monica for, like, after he kind of figured he could get under my skin, probably 3 or 4 years, and he would just bring them out and bring them out because he would just see, like, I'd just be boiling and be like, where's mine? he would like bring 10 out in a row, and he's like, well, we didn't get any for you.
That's
and
great.
I was like, yeah,
very Jeff.
Yeah, I can hear Jeff saying
and
that.
He was like, what? And he'd bring one out. He'd bring, like,
a small one.
He'd bring a really tiny one, and then he'd bring one out that's huge for Monica. And I was
so funny.
What? It was so
that's funny.
But it's my dad's sense of humor, so I always thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
But then one other thing that I really love that my parents did, and then my sister actually just started doing, is there's something that they do called the 12 Days of Christmas. And what they would do is basically have 12 days. They'd pick a family and they'd give them 12 days leading up to Christmas. And they would give them 12 gifts and leave it on the door.
Oh,
and they would knock on the door and run away. But it is basically, it is such an adrenaline rush because you're trying to knock on the door and then leave.
Yeah.
But they have a really, you know, big bay window or something. It is like the closest thing, I would imagine, to committing a felony, like that and then like running, like trying to run away from the cops because you've got so much. Well, because it's completely legal, everybody. Exactly. But it's also like, I can't get caught, and you're just running and running, and legs don't fail me now. That's kind of how you feel. But it's a lot of fun, and it's something that my parents did, and they kind of, you know, brought Monica and I in on, and we'd go and we'd switch off and drop a package off, knock on the door and run away. And you get to bless a family with something every day for 12 days. It's just a lot of fun. And, you know, some of the families are a little leery about it, especially nowadays. They're like, they don't eat anything, or they'll like collect them all and put them in a basket. There was one family that collected them all. And then when we revealed ourselves, they were like, okay, we can eat it. It's fine.
Yeah. That's fair.
Then there are other, but it was, you know, there was, we try to do it for families that have kids because the kids really get into it and they really love it. But that is something that it's really cool.
Yeah.
And like I said, in today's day and age, it's hard to get away with it because people are so leery. Right. But it was something that I love doing, and we did it for years and years and years and years. So
that's awesome. Sure. And then it lends to the specialness of doing that when you do it around Christmas time, around the holidays, around throughout both of these parts of these behemoth episodes. Yeah. Folks, you're going to get 3 hours of Christmas content.
I'm so sorry.
You guys
don't
do
be
not,
sorry.
You guys do not
I'm
have to apologize.
I'm so excited
like this,
to listen to this.
This was
a lot of fun.
This was a lot of fun. We hope that we have brought some warmth to your holiday season. Matt and I, especially with these holiday episodes, our main goal is to become a part of people's holiday traditions the same way that so many things other people have done have become a part of ours. So whether you're listening to this on the car ride or you're in front of a quote unquote crackling fireplace, like I will put one on my television. I will put on Christmas scenes on my television with soft jazz Christmas music playing. Mm-hmm. However you partake in the holiday, hopefully you are listening to this and you get some joy from it. Yeah. Hit us up on social media. You know where to find us. Let us know some of your Christmas memories. And thanks for sticking with us through two long episodes, because no matter how you feel about it, this was a blast for us.
Oh, so great.
Jeremy and Jess,
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank you for having
us.
Sure. Such a fun
time. It was something that right at the top of part one, I was like, this is a lot and we still haven't touched everything we could have.
Yeah.
Cause I'm sure there'll be stuff towards like, we could have gone on this way and it would have been great. Could have talked 30 more minutes on this.
Santa Claus alone
could
be its own episode.
We talked about the Coca-Cola polar bears.
Yeah. Exactly. There's so much to where you may be listening and be like, you could have sectioned some of this stuff off and dedicated their own episodes to it. But guess what? I'm the one with the microphone. You're not.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say.
Exactly.
And that's my attitude towards all of you. Good night. No, just kidding. No, for real, thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, whatever you observe. Again, can't thank Jeremy and Jess enough. Yeah. We always love having them. Jess, congratulations again
on your
entrance into the 5-time club. Jeremy, it is always a pleasure.
Kick rocks.
I'm old hat.
Kick rocks. We most definitely will be having them on more in 2023, just like we would all like you to continue to join us in 2023. This isn't the last episode of the year.
Right.
I'm just saying that we have one more that we're going to try and squeeze out before 2023. But this is more than likely probably our last one before Christmas.
Yeah, it will be,
But thank you all for sticking with us, not just for these two massive episodes, but just throughout the years.
Yeah.
Thank you for sticking with us. And until the next time,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Why would you want to be rude when you could be rad? We'll see you next time.